Today is, I don't know what today is. Oh, today is Sunday.
26th.
The 26th of August, 2018. And my name is Adam and this is Geeky Gay. Hello, everyone. Hello. And welcome to New Orleans, Pride 48, 2018. I could not do a personal journal podcast by myself in Pride 48. So yeah, I actually made recommendations to several people. I'm going to go ahead and fade that the rest of the way out.
I want to know what that app is.
This app.
Hearing that music is like my dream because like 8 years ago when I started podcasting, I started through listening to Adam and Maddie. And my first Pride 48, I listened to because of them. And I remember thinking, oh my God, I want to be a part of this. So it's kind of like pretty cool to me that like
nice.
This. It took me back to those dark, dingy, dark listening podcasting days.
It's because, well, first of all, I'm joined by Joey Boohecker, or Joe as everyone in the business world calls him. You know, we go up to the hotel staff and it's Joe, and I'm always like, what do you want to be called, Joey?
It's gonna really blow you away.
Anyway.
My real name is Joseph, so that's
well, right. Yeah. I mean, I don't like that name, but that's fine.
Well, it's your name,
I
too.
I mean, Joey. Joey's good. Joe's good. And I'm also joined by my co-host of this year's event, John Ong.
Hey. Oh,
John, we should have worn like Angel and Devil.
Totally.
No, Angel and well, that's the other idea.
Yes.
But Angel and Devil ideas.
Am I the Devil?
I'm the Angel. You're the Angel. I'm the Devil. But we'd have like backwards caps on as Angel and Devil.
I know. The next one.
Yeah.
You don't drink. I drag him to strip joints.
So I always recommend.
Hi, mittens.
I always recommend to anyone who does a personal journal show, because everyone is so scared to get up here on stage and do a show, right?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people are scared to get up and TJ is not scared, you know. But a lot of people get scared. And I'm like, well, just find someone to be a co-host with you. You know, it's no big deal. Just have somebody sit up there and have a chat. So that's what I did.
Last show, TJ straight woman splained to me. Go on.
That's a callback from a previous show.
Yeah.
So what I want to talk about first of all is my swag. So we are all three wearing Pride 48 tattoos.
That's right.
That I put on. So I put these on like 20 minutes ago on myself. And I was obsessing for like 10 minutes looking in the mirror going,
not you.
I'm like, no. I'm like, is it backwards? Did I tell them? Should I have mirrored it like when I sent it to them?
Oh, no.
And I'm like looking and I'm like,
oh,
I'm
no.
holding the lanyard up to my face. I'm like, is this going to look right? It looks like it's, you know, whatever. And then I took a picture. Then I messaged it to Mark. And I'm like, does this look right? But then in the photo,
the picture
it
reverses
fine.
It.
But then I was like, wait, in the mirror it looks. And then I'm like, okay, but wait, mirrors reverse things. Maybe it's, I was so upset. I'm like, oh my God, everybody's going to have a backwards. Anyway, so I believe, then I got down here and I said, Joey, does this look right? He's like, yes, it's fine. Mirrors reverse things. I'm like, okay.
One eyebrow went up.
You know. So crisis averted.
You should have handed these out earlier because think of like over the weekend, we could have tagged our strippers.
I know.
You know, like they do with cows when they do the branding. We'd have like little Pride 40. Everybody could have tagged their hookups and that
actually,
way you know if they've been used.
And you can have more. So
poor fatty would look like the tattoo man.
I know, right?
I would have loved.
Full body. Cover.
I would have loved photos of like a stripper. The area, the Adonis V thing.
The night is not over.
You know, the right above the cock, you know.
What?
A little P48 right on the side, you know, like where people get hearts or.
I thought the butt cheek would be cute, but
well,
okay.
Well, you know, butt cheek is cute as well. Either way, photos of that.
And they have to be wet.
Or.
So when you stick it on them, you're going to have to lick it.
I'm going to eat three for Big Fatty's balls.
Oh, I thought you were going to go to Corner Pocket.
DeBell, you're going to have to hold it in place until it sticks.
It was, based on yesterday, it was pretty boring.
It'll be a team effort.
We're doing 20 minutes on tattoos.
We don't have enough tattoos.
So, John, do you want to hand these out?
Sure.
I know you're co-hosting, but do you mind?
No, I don't.
Or... TJ can. Anybody. There's more. I don't know if that's enough. But and if anybody wants more than one, I have plenty. I think I have 200.
Wendy needs one on her boob.
So, you know, for anyone not leaving, you can put them on and wear them for the rest of the day. Wear them out to, you know, any restaurants or wherever you are.
Oh, the ghost tour. It's going to protect you from the ghost tour.
You know, Adam, we really talked up Pride 48 because we were outside coming home from bars and people like, what? You know, because everybody says, where are you from? And then when you're with a group of people and you're like, well, they're from New York, they're from Seattle, they're from blah. They're like, well, what are you all doing together? And then we've talked up to so many people who have pulled out their iPhones and pulled up Pride 48 and hopefully will be listeners in the future.
I hope so. I didn't talk it up at all.
Of course you didn't. You were too busy sitting in front of Rico.
I was. So let's talk about that. So
there's topics. There's subjects.
Well, I have stuff that I did, and then you guys are going to tell your own stories, whatever you want to tell. But I do want to talk. So first of all, I'll ask you, John.
Yes.
Have you gone to any of the bars?
No.
Okay. I know you don't drink.
Yes.
Is it because you got DeBelle with you? Do you have to watch her?
No, she can drink all she wants. But no, I don't drink. I don't like the taste of alcohol. And I spend all my money on gadgets.
Do you not like strippers?
I don't have money for drinks.
Do you not like strippers?
I mean, I enjoy them. But, you know, I enjoy them, but
it doesn't
excite me.
Are you here tonight?
I am more excited about food than and technology.
Yeah.
Than I
so last night. So we'll
okay,
talk.
We'll go into it.
I need a ding or whatever, because we'll just say, okay, everybody last night was like messaging on GroupMe. Oh, are you going to the Rawhide? Oh, are you going to the Phoenix? Oh, are you going to Corner Pocket? Like, where's everybody go? John's putting a poll on the GroupMe. What dessert place would you like to go to?
I also send three separate Yelp links so that you can look at the menu before you do the poll.
And he's so fucking thin, I hate it.
I always say this before I say something racist.
Mm-hmm.
Without trying to sound racist,
yes.
I am, my partner is Asian. Mm-hmm. I hope that gives me a pass.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's how that works.
I'll give you the pass right now.
But that is such an Asian thing to do.
Is it for real?
To like send, to have
research.
All this research. Okay,
yes.
I've got a link for each of the restaurants.
Yes.
You know, telling, you know, and Mark will do this too.
Only the
he
good Asians.
To it. So he's, so when we're planning vacations, it's like, okay, I've got links to each of the restaurants that I think are good in this area. We need to go and look at the menus, think of what time of day we need to eat that certain
yes.
type of food.
You forgot one thing. I did say Fry and Pies also has the parenthesis in it says that it's 1.6 miles, therefore we need a Lyft or Uber. That also needs to be taken into consideration.
Well, I've said this many times, but one of my first vacations with Mark, he didn't plan it, but one of his friends planned it. And we literally had a Google Doc, a Google spreadsheet.
Oh, no.
That had
every
location that we were going to. Not only that, 5-minute bathroom break. This particular bus takes exactly this long to get from this location to this location.
Is that how sex is mapped out? You're there's going to be foreplay for 7 minutes. I want you to start with the nipples for 2.5.
Yes, no.
Then you're going to work down around the back. Don't spend too much time there. If you need a break, that's your time.
Speed up.
If you need a snack break at this time, this would be the appropriate
Scandal's
time to have
on
a
at 9:30. We need to watch it then.
Just hit the bell. You can take a pause.
Right. Timer counts down.
Yes.
So it makes me feel like I'm at home because there's the Asian.
I just pick what you're going to do, and I say, here's where we're going to be at this time. Get there.
Yeah, Joey's just like, deal with it.
It's much easier.
So, yeah, so that happened last night. So mm-hmm. Thursday night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know you were not part of this at all because you don't do that stuff, apparently. But we all went out, and
they were there.
Wait, what kind of stuff? Because, John, do you have to drink? There were other people that were there that weren't drinking.
John was at dinner. And
okay.
He went to
Wait a minute. Have you ever tipped a male stripper?
No. I've never been to a strip club.
Okay.
What?
I have no desire to go.
DeBelle, have you ever tipped a male stripper? Oh, you've tipped female
strippers.
Okay. DeBelle, when are you guys leaving? When?
Tomorrow, right now. Bye.
It's about when are you tomorrow? So you and John can come down to the strip joint tonight just to put $1
you
in a G-string.
You don't have to drink.
Yeah,
okay.
you guys should come.
DeBell's
the bell.
There were
the
women
bell
there.
Is gonna. Okay. Wait a minute.
She's ready.
Wait a minute. The bell has already grabbed my balls. Now she's gonna grab John by the balls and pull him down to the corner pocket tonight.
I mean, you know, there's an uncut one that I yanked on a few times.
Just put the collar and leash on him. Okay.
Can I just
extra
say
handle, extra handle?
You know, well, I was looking for the light switch, or you know, the little pull string. I just it was
dinging
to
bell at a strip joint is my dream. Can we please make it happen? I have 6 months to live.
So that needs to be a show.
So I want to say,
I'll pay covers.
Everyone told Joey, don't wear sandals, and I don't really understand
flip-flops
why that is a thing.
Oh,
I don't know. Like anything was dry. I mean, they
weren't dripping
right? From their, you know.
That's what I thought.
I'm like, well, so why do you, what?
But wait a minute. These people drop their shorts, and the real, they're not holding them, hovering them in the air, so like their shorts and other clothing items are touching the ground, which we know is filled with hepatitis.
Ew, that's why I don't go.
We're not going to that one.
Don't
we're not taking,
don't
no,
say
no.
That.
That. Oh, I'm sorry.
Do they have coat rating A?
No, you want them to go.
No, Asian just, A means 100%.
They're not going to that bar. When the flip-flops was for the back
We're going
bar.
To the one that just got the health inspection today.
No, we're
yes.
taking you
it's
to the one.
It's got an A-plus
no.
rating.
A-plus for Asian A-plus means it's 100%.
They wouldn't let DeBell into the Rawhide. Rawhide is men only because she couldn't go there, but she can go to
the
corner pocket, which is the strip joint. The strip joint's different, but I mean, they drop their shorts there. People are laying all over stuff, touching things. I came back and I paralleled myself.
No, it's a hygiene. Oh. It's hygiene is the thing that
you don't have to touch anything. Well, I mean, you want to put a dollar in, right?
Okay. Can I wear rubber gloves?
You could. I want a picture of you wearing rubber gloves.
I would be like rubber
putting
gloves.
A dollar in it.
We're talking about the corner
underwear.
Pocket, which is strippers only. We're not talking about the place that shall not be named.
John.
Yes.
John, I packed with me some cotton gloves that I put on lotion at night and I wear them, you know, to keep my hands soft. And I have a pair I haven't used yet.
Oh god.
If you want some white cotton gloves to wear to this club.
Rubber gloves.
Well, rubber gloves would be a better idea, but I've got
to slide in easier.
You suck on chicken feet, you'll be fine.
Alternatively,
no, chicken feet is clean.
Yeah, alternatively, yeah. Oh, yeah. We just take Jay with us as well, uh-huh. And then none of the strippers will pay attention to you.
Jim,
they'll just all go up to Jay.
Did you bring rubber gloves? Oh, okay.
So we did that on Thursday night, and
what did we do?
We went to the corner pocket.
Yes. We went to dinner first, but yeah.
Yeah, that one I went because it has food.
I mean dinner.
Dinner, okay. And then beignets.
I was still doing low carb at that point, so you know, I was like, it was good. It was good.
He was doing low carb, but this may be jumping for a second, but when he fell off of his low carb, he got a cheeseburger with french fries. But wait, it's not just a regular cheeseburger. It actually had a full grilled cheese sandwich in the middle of the cheeseburger.
That's on my list. But yeah, well, no, okay, I'll go there. So yeah, so I was doing low carb, and I had already decided. And the reason I chose it is because I wanted to lose maximum weight between when I started and when I was getting here, but then I wanted to continue to lose weight, about another 10 pounds. This is always an Adam thing. I know everybody who knows me, I'm always trying to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
But so I want to continue. I don't even know the meaning of that. But
that's okay.
But I had decided at some point during the weekend, probably after the opening show, I will allow myself to have carbs.
When you came as Woody from Toy Story.
And so then, you know, we went out to, I was with RT Cruiser and Jay, and I'm going to forget somebody. Let's see. Tom was there and Joey was there.
I was. And
you were
Nico.
There. And Nico. And so I was like, you know what? I want a burger. It's time for carbs. Well, then, you know, on the menu right there in front of me, I'm like, who doesn't like a grilled cheese with bacon?
I would never get that.
Who doesn't like a brioche
like
bun?
That. Yeah.
Who doesn't like a double cheeseburger? Mm-hmm. I mean, why not put them all together?
It was literally, you could take it out and have a separate grilled cheese
sandwich.
Yeah,
there was a stock. So it was top
I'll
bun.
Too much bread.
It was hamburger patty. It was entire grilled cheese sandwich. Hamburger patty. Bottom bun.
And you know,
can I say one thing?
Yes, Nico.
It was the most revolting thing I had ever seen on a plate.
But ever seen? Ever seen?
I think you've seen
it.
More revolting things. He didn't taste it.
And that was exactly when RT was eating gator legs, and that was still more revolting.
I have heard of cheese sandwich burger, where it is a grilled cheese sandwich, a whole grilled cheese sandwich, meat patty, all the burger stuff, then another grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah. That I'll go do that without the A rating.
Nope. I will say the one, it tasted really good.
Good.
But the one thing about it was I don't like a knife and fork burger. I like a burger I can pick up and eat.
You like this to eat an ass.
Wait a minute. How did you intellectually think you could pick up a double cheeseburger with a grilled cheese in the middle?
I don't know.
That's like eating ass.
Right.
And so that I had to eat it with a knife. And I had to give up and start eating with a knife and fork.
Can you just
and
cut
that,
it in half and then quarters and then?
Well, I did cut it in half. That was kind of the first move. And I tried to pick up half of it. And even that just wasn't working, you know, exactly. So then I just gave up.
You gave up not eating?
No, I ate it. But I mean, I gave up trying to use my hand. I had to use the fork. And then the burger starts to just kind of crumble. You just have different pieces of. So then you're trying to get a little bit of tomato and then a little bit of grilled cheese and a little bit of, you know.
I haven't had a bad meal since we've been here. No. I think the food's been great.
So you're saying that you can't do a hand job with that? Like, you can't just use hands.
I couldn't just use hands. It was
a double cheeseburger with a grilled cheese and a dick in the middle.
So we were talking about Thursday night. So we ate, and then we went to the Corner Pocket.
Yes, we did.
And one thing I wanted to bring up about the Corner Pocket, I will say this. Okay, I come across when I'm in a group of people as being shy around that sort of thing.
Aloof.
But I'm not. I mean, I'm not really. If I was by myself and I was at, there was someone else, was it on a podcast today where, or no, I think Ricky. I think you guys were saying on Foul Monkeys, or Adam was saying that when you're in a group of people that you feel like you need to act a certain way, like you feel embarrassed or whatever. So I think that's more my thing. So we're at the Corner Pocket and I am not, look, I'm all about some strippers. Like I will go up and tip them. I'll pull things. I'll do whatever. But when I'm in a group and I'm like with friends or whatever, I'm like, you know, I feel a little weird, you know, about it. So we get there and I was being, I guess, aloof.
You're adorable because your eyes light up when they come to you. They get really big, like a little kid looking up at Santa for the first time, and then you're like, ooh, can I touch?
Dick,
and then you do.
Dick.
Oh, it's so, yeah, he gets so, it's like a little kitty and he has a smile.
But I do have this thing, and you were talking about
and
it.
And I'll roll my eyes.
Where you were saying don't feed strays.
No, you don't.
I have this thing, though, where I feel guilty if one of them comes by that I'm not interested in.
And how did that work out for you?
Wait, are you talking about the stripper or are you talking about the homeless people
here?
No, the stripper. The stripper. And, you know, and then I feel like, well.
No, with every homeless person, we're like, sorry, can't help you. A stripper comes by, and we're like, here's a 20.
I feel like, well, they're working hard, too.
They are. See, they're.
You know, I should give them something. But then they start to hang around if you give them something. And then it's
I'm
like.
I'm not going.
And then you have to. Then
I'm
you
too
kinda,
cheap.
Then I just have to do the thing where I'm, like, looking at the floor.
John, we got
or anywhere
you, okay?
else but
we
the stripper. You. You know, it's like, okay, I'm not looking at you anymore.
But the stripper you weren't attracted to, you gave him some money.
I tell you what, you stuck
with him.
I tell you what, you should start, you know, before you go to the strip club, you should carry a ding the bell with you. So when they're not. If they keep hanging out, you just hit the bell and do this, and they'll go away.
I've just thought of the perfect solution, actually.
Stunt gun?
The perfect. No. The perfect solution is, so Mark and I were in Indianapolis, and we're both doing low carb. And so
Indianapolis.
And so, and we went to Fogo de Chao while we were,
ooh,
while
yeah,
we were there.
Ooh, yeah, I love that place.
And
that's
have,
the kind of meat that I would tip for. Yes. Yeah.
And you have a little place card.
Yes.
That's red on one side and green on the
Wait,
other
is
side.
Is this a strip joint or is this a restaurant?
No, it's a restaurant. And when
oh,
you
oh, so it's a keep it coming
Brazilian grill.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so when you want
Gaucho.
Meat,
Yes.
When you want meat, you flip it on the green side. Yeah, when you're full of meat, you put it on the red side, right?
Yes.
So I think it's strip clubs.
Yes.
They just need to give us those little place card things.
But they already do. Then, when the money stops coming, you flip to the red card and they walk on.
Well, you know, but without the money, I mean, because then, you know.
No, but that's what they're there for.
So as a stripper.
What do you think? You touch their dick for free? Hey, it's cool, dude. Here you go. You paid a $5 cover. That's worth it.
What if they think I'm Crazy Rich Asian and they would want
to
go away?
Well, I think the two of you together are going to have a good time and we'll keep you in singles. Okay.
Oh, can I say something really serious, though? If you go to Fogo, one of those places where there's like a green and red for the meat. This is the best thing, is you always want hot meat. So eat the meat, you got a big slice, and then you eat that slice first and then quickly flip it to red until you finish that slice, then flip it over so you can always get hot meat and not a whole plate of meat getting cold. Thank you very much, you're welcome.
And that's what we did. I mean, we would get a couple of pieces of meat probably and then flip it to red and like finish that and then. Or if I would see something coming by that I don't care for, I'd quickly flip it to red.
Yeah, make sure you have it red. Yeah.
Oh, lamb, no, red. No. You know,
and then I love lamb.
Oh, I hate lamb.
I love lamb. I
hate lamb.
And
I'm hungry. Is there a phone going here? I'm hungry.
So we did Corner Pocket. Oh no, what I was going to say, I didn't even get to what I was going to say. So Fatty thinks that he needs to help me out.
Oh, I forgot he was there.
So then I. No, but he specifically feels like he needs to help me out because I guess I'm sitting there looking aloof.
But keep in mind, you abandoned us the last 2 days. You went out Thursday with the group.
I took the group. I went out Wednesday night, and I took the group Thursday.
Wednesday night was a mulligan. But you didn't come out on Saturday.
Or Friday.
Out on Friday.
I know. Anyway,
it's a shame.
Needed help.
You only have so many
years left. I don't. It takes me a while to warm up, but
no,
I could
it takes
have, I
you a while to
it.
Get a couple of cocktails in you.
Well, yeah, that too.
Okay.
That too.
Baron Frosty that night gave him a double.
I heard that Baron, but he hadn't mentioned it at all.
Oh, my God.
A doll?
A You're double, not done. It's on my notes.
Okay.
So, so then Fatty, I don't even remember how it happened, but somebody asked me, okay, which one of the strippers do you like? And then I think Fatty ran over to that stripper
said, you see the guy over there in the crooked hat? old crooked hat? He wants to tip you.
I want to know, did you say he's the co-founder?
I did not mention you were the co-founder of Pride 48.
No, but see how Adam just worked that in?
But right. He never wants to mention that except
when he wants to.
At Pride 48.
You know, that's funny because
you know, I don't know what you're talking about because when I was doing the lanyards, you specifically said there were three things I needed to put on there: co-founder, host, and whatever else the other one was, suit. And I felt like my lanyard was too full. But
the only one he didn't have on there was suit.
Right. That's okay. He earned it. But you know how you sent Fatty over to pick up your stripper? You know, just because I don't see it on your list. That night also it happened when we were good and drunk. At the other place, we sent out somebody to catch a boy for you, and he shot the wrong target. Do you remember that?
No, I must have had already had the double from the Baron at that point.
So
I don't even know.
We sent Joe Zubia. There was a guy that you were interested in. Like, look at him. He's looking at me. He's really cute. I'm like, Joe, go tell him Adam's interested. And Joe went to the wrong guy.
I don't remember that at all.
Luckily, that guy turned him down.
In my defense, I thought that guy was cute, too, so I was wrong.
Right.
I thought you said red shirt, but you said red shorts or vice versa.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, that's because Baron Frosty got you a double.
Exactly.
But Joe went
we'll never
wrong.
Hear the
so
end
wait,
of that
so
double.
Wait,
Adam's
wait,
going,
wait.
No,
did he,
no, wrong guy, say, wrong guy. So, oh, this is embarrassing.
You wanted me to stop anyway, so what
yeah, I
did
want
it
you
make?
To stop.
But then y'all pull me back and be like, wrong guy? And I'm like, so apparently you want me to keep going, right?
But
right.
wait a minute. I didn't know this. I didn't know this happened. So did he go, oh, no, that guy's horribly ugly. I don't want
to
go.
No, I had a long conversation with the guy. And then on my way out, I did say, hey, by the way, there's this other guy with a backwards baseball hat that will say, take you home tonight.
Yeah, we harpooned the other one.
Oh.
And you're like, stop it. I got to go set up the equipment.
Yeah, I did. Well, I didn't go set up equipment. I went to bed. But.
Options.
So we did that. And then we went to Rawhide.
Which that happened.
Which is what Rawhide.
That's what happened at Rawhide, I guess. I don't even remember that.
I want to know about Rawhide. Rawhide just sounded like.
Well, it's not that bad.
I do remember. Okay, there's one. Because I was foggy at this point. But I do remember there was one incident where there was a guy, with his hands on the pool table and his butt up in the air, and some other guy was slapping his ass. That's what I remember.
Tom V, would you like to come up and tell us about that?
Tom V.
I don't remember that day.
Rawhide has pool table too.
Yeah, well, it's the pool table with the...
You can't use it, though.
These bars have pool tables. They're not used for billiards.
Okay.
You know, when I go into those type of bars and they have a pool table, I used to... I used to play pool and a lot, and I wasn't, I got pretty good at pool. So, but when I go into bars like that and they have the pool table covered up, my first thought is, you know, that's going to be a sucky, unlevel pool table anyway. I wouldn't want to play on that because the balls would go the wrong direction.
No, I mean,
you know, it's
on the right
direction. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean,
it was much more, lively last night.
Last night.
Yes, last night was quite
more
lively.
People.
I wouldn't
more
know.
People. A lot of people coming in for decadence. Some, you know, people just getting off of work, want to get a quick drink before running home to wife
decadence?
And kids. It's a southern. It's the southern biggest southern gay pride. So they call it Southern Decadence.
I want you guys to tell. Was there some point?
Yes.
And I shouldn't be. And now he's leaving, but I want to know, was there some point where my hand was down Jeremy's pants?
Well, there was some point that Jeremy's pants were off, so you might have just been a passing glance.
Did I feel your balls or something?
A couple times.
Oh. I mean,
it was a double shot.
I would
remember
Darren
those doubles.
Frosty gave me a double.
Jeremy, yeah. We'll have him turn around. Can you remind him what it feels like, and we'll just.
I know. I'm good. No. We're in front of everybody.
Turn around.
Didn't I just say earlier that we're
sense memory. Here you go.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
He does not remember.
Photos.
He was too foggy.
Where is it?
He's too foggy.
Is it coming back?
I remember now. There it is. It's coming back to me. Okay.
Oh God! I thought you were. John, got it. He's a good guy.
But how did it come up?
Well, it came up
how
on its
it
own.
Come up, really? Really?
I don't remember anything.
Walked by four times and said, "You look like you have really big bells. Are they bigger than fatties?"
Did I say that?
Yeah.
See?
Wow. That's
don't.
Adam, so, which hand? Which friend did
the one
you
that's
just
touching
now?
The fucking
don't
microphone
you fucking
with.
Touch me.
Now,
don't you fucking touch me.
Now, the question that it comes down here is,
fuck.
Who's our bigger?
By the way, let's all say hi to Mittens in the chat room.
Yeah.
Wait
it's
a minute.
It's fine.
Wait, the question is, whose balls are bigger?
You know what? It's fine because I don't know if he's listening or not, but he'll kill me if he is. But we've fondled balls together at a strip club.
Yes,
so I don't think you know. Yeah. He probably would not want me to say that.
I've fondled balls too, kangaroo balls. Yeah.
DeBell fondled balls last night. She's married. Why do you need it?
No, you need it. I don't need it, girl.
DeBell, can I just have it first? I want to wipe everything down.
No offense, Jeremy. I don't really think that your balls are like this.
No, Jeremy. It's just
everybody's
we know where you've
thought,
been.
Including my own. I need Purell after I touch my own balls.
So, FYI, the couple who fondles balls together stays together.
Okay,
isn't
Purell.
Isn't that adorable?
So,
has he touched?
Okay.
Adam, left hand.
Hand.
All right. I feel like it's offensive to Jeremy.
No.
Everybody,
no.
I know including my own balls, I will need
No,
this.
It's not offensive, Jeremy. We appreciate all you've done.
So,
John put Purell on your hand so you could Purell Jeremy's balls.
Yes.
Do you know what the problem is? Adam,
that would stink. No, we're good.
Listens to Adam's show.
We're good.
Adam doesn't wash his hands.
Jeremy needs his balls Purell.
We're good. John can do it.
No.
So wait, whose is bigger, Jeremy's or Fatty's?
I've never touched Fatty's balls.
Well, we can take care of that right now.
No. Why does everybody's podcast have to, like...
Why is it this? The theme of this year's Pride 40
is balls.
DeBell is going to answer the question of whose balls are bigger.
So
okay, she's going to take a lot of time.
James is online now.
She's going to take out her scale. She's going to put the balls on the scale.
Is she doing the metric system or the hand?
Metric, yes.
Look at that. Do you remember when she was shy?
The winner is... Big Fat!
The bell, youth.
He cheats, though.
Yeah, yeah. It was covered.
Yeah, you can keep it. Unless he touched more balls during the show.
So,
message?
Do you remember the first year when she was shy and sweet and innocent?
Okay? Everything okay?
Yeah.
He got text message. I got scared.
Oh, no, it was...
I got scared with the message.
I'm taking the dog and the house.
No.
Oh, Lord.
In the chat room is pissed off mittens.
That's gonna be Joe Batance or someone. But anyway,
who is boss? What? When? Where? Who is this
exactly?
Jamie?
So that was pretty much it. We went back to the corner pocket, but I don't even know that. I remember more about that second trip to the corner pocket that Jay was.
You were there a second? Yeah, you were.
Jay was. Just taking up all the strippers' time at that point.
Well,
so.
There's a point that I feel like our group is just incestuous and lecherous.
What?
Well, we all come in as a pack of locusts, and I realize there's way too many of us, you know, when we come in. Just saying.
There's a microphone.
Yes, the bartender at Rawhide did enjoy us. We all tip well.
So anyway, I'm not afraid to tip. So I don't know what fun it's gonna be for you guys to see me tip.
Wait, let me ask you: when you tip a stripper, what do you think happens?
You just put the dollar bill and you like stick it in the thong or something.
Adam, explain to him.
Well, I mean, it all depends.
It's a little more down and in there.
You can do whatever you want.
You can
stick it in just at the very edge.
You know what I do? I just PayPal them.
You can just PayPal.
I love that.
We're good.
I love that.
Thanks. It's efficient.
Do you
it's
accept
efficient.
Apple Pay cash? Yeah.
Do you have an NFC card reader? Can I just like?
I wave my phone by their.
Turn around. My credit card. Now I have to put that little thing.
You've just given Rico $10.
Let's let Gary have the floor for a second.
Hey, Adam, do you remember your talk with me at Rawhide about Portland?
Yes. You asked me if we went to Silverado's.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
I told you that we saw the stripper that did a handstand.
Yeah, and I knew and who then, it was.
Yeah, and Gary said he was personal friends with that one.
Oh, I thought that was Gary himself.
In fact, I think that stripper goes to the Baptist church with Gary now.
Yeah. Watching a stripper can be a handstand on a bar is amazing. It really is.
So anyway, that was Thursday. And then I'm not going to get to everything on here. I do want to mention, I shouldn't, but I feel like this is a funny story. Uh-oh. That also may involve Purell.
Oh, shit.
So the bathrooms here at the Holiday Inn.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I think the water flow in the toilet is not... It's so slow, and...
Yeah. It makes you nervous, doesn't it? Like, you're like, okay, is this going to happen?
Yes,
and
today.
Then, and the hole, the whatever you call the hole where stuff goes down is not...
Big
all that
enough?
Large?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think your duty is too big for the hole.
Well, maybe. Duty. But so when I'm done using the restroom.
Yes, number two.
Okay, number two.
Mm-hmm. Making grunties.
Wait a minute. If you're worried about it not going down, think of Big Ricky.
Wow.
I mean, I literally have to hold the flusher for like
a minute or two,
or else it doesn't all go down. But anyway, so I was done. I don't even remember what. I guess this was yesterday. I'm not really even sure. But I was done, but I am I like to be super, super clean. Mm-hmm. And so I use a lot of toilet paper. Mm-hmm. I'm just one of those people that uses a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah. I have a bidet at home, and I wish I could travel with it.
I know, me too.
It's world changing.
Who uses a bidet? A water, like a
you
bidet.
You all should.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, see, yeah. Good. Good for I've, you, Canadian.
It's amazing.
I've told this story before at some point, but I when I was in
Mitten
the Philippines.
Doesn't use a bidet?
No, I mean, we don't have one.
Now
so,
I give,
but
no,
he
I
would,
mean,
right?
When we travel, I give Wendy a water bottle and make her, you know.
They do. There's attachments that you can attach on the water bottle and then squirt.
Wendy's great about it.
I try. So we went to, there was a hotel in Manila in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Where, and I think most bidets have a little thing that just sticks up in the toilet, mm-hmm. and then yep. you hit a button and it just goes, whoop, yep. you know, or whatever, yep. and then yep. you have a, this one had like a garden hose
yes.
looking
no,
thing.
It looks like those you would have on your sink, a kitchen sink.
Yeah, yeah.
With a little
like
sprayer.
It's
sprayer
in
the kitchen
in the
sink.
Summer.
And I didn't quite know how to aim it. I didn't want the water like shooting up between my legs and like spraying poo on the mirror.
Oh, right, right.
You know,
right.
Whatever.
My housekeeper didn't know what it was, shot her right in the fucking face. She turned
Anyway, so but, I mean that was a separate one.
Yeah,
but
separate conversation. Now go back to your use your
ding.
Paper. Your paper.
Sorry. When we last left off, Adam was cleaning his asshole.
So I there's another thing about if you're a hairy person.
Oh, God.
Do you find the grated toilet
yes.
paper pieces on
you,
like, the
shit.
Rim of the...
No, yes. I used to work at a place where you can hear almost like sandpaper. Like, it's like this...
Yeah.
Like a little sound. And then when you go in there on the toilet seats are all like flakes yeah. of something. I don't know what they were.
No, I'm
must
a,
be like...
Wendy waxes me monthly, so...
Oh!
Gary?
Scrub.
One of the selling points that's not listed in the Rainbow Vista brochure...
Yes.
Is our showers have a butt cleaner?
Oh, what?
Oh, you know that's kind of nice at a gay
gay retirement community.
They have douches.
Yeah, I mean we know what that's for. I mean, you know, there's a lot of sex going on at retirement homes, especially
yes.
a gay retirement home.
I'm actually, you know, you should have done a whole show about it because I totally want to know how much gonorrhea is going around.
So what, toilet paper. Go back to your toilet paper story. So you use a bunch of toilet paper.
Right. So you have a hairy ass that you like to get very clean and
it got, yeah, it got clogged up and you
yeah,
flush
and
exploded all over
fast
the place.
Well,
it's only your room, so it's only your problem.
It's just my room.
Yes.
Are you
rooming with anybody? Is
no.
it just you? Okay.
No, I don't do that.
I don't share rooms.
I'm sorry. I love all of you.
I am a rich white woman. I went and bought boots that I'm only going to wear once ever, and I'm going to throw them at a homeless person.
Let me. I will tell. I'm sure there will be many reasons that other people think are the reason, but the reason that I don't want to share a room is because I'm actually an introvert. And
you need to recharge.
When I'm around the whole group, I have to be able to go somewhere
when
and
there's
recharge.
Nobody.
I have to. So
I would
literally
love to know what that's like.
I go in the room.
The
I turn on Pioneer Woman on the Food Network, and I watch
same
you know,
channel,
or whatever.
Same channel.
You know, that is my travel channel. Actually, that is the Guy Fieri channel. I'm not kidding. It's always Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives. But
boo.
But anyway, I turn that on. Lay on the bed. Just
recharge.
Like recharge for a couple of hours or
recharge.
Whatever, and then I'm good. If I have a roommate, I can't recharge. There's someone always there.
Stop
so,
at what? Don't do that. He's recharging.
So
you know those flashlight? Yeah, I mean not the flashlight. Not this flashlight, but you know, like the storm flashlight where you have to shake it to so recharge.
Yeah, non-efficient.
Oh my God, let's do it.
That sounds kind of cool.
Wonderful.
I like the bidets so much more than the beignets.
Truth.
So my toilet was clogged.
Oh, shit. It did happen. Literally shit.
So if we're going to walk this road, I have questions.
Yeah?
Can we have another hour?
When you, well, it is the co-founder. Who's next that we're bumping?
I don't know.
So the question is, are you on, and this might be too much information, but when you're traveling, are you a daily pooper? Are you able to go
yes.
grunties every day?
Is the asshole shot?
I'm like a dog. I eat and in 45 minutes, like, oh, gotta go.
I don't know. I mean, sure.
So I'm a home pooper.
What I mean was,
a home
was this a builder? Was this a buildup that caused this, or was this
the
grilled cheese?
No, it was the actual poop. I mean, this is too much information.
Yeah, I know.
But the,
it's okay. Let's
but
go.
The actual excrement was not that was so large. It was that I used so
a
much
lot of toilet paper.
So I have this wad of toilet paper there.
I need to. We need to have a conversation.
Double flush.
Right.
Yeah.
But you all know that Adam is not afraid to reach his hand into a toilet and transfer his stuff from one toilet to another. Did you do that again?
So I,
Oh, no.
I didn't want to call them and say, do you have a plunger?
That was yesterday, right? Not this morning.
It was yesterday. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck the Perel. We need to dip them in bleach.
And so I didn't. I just took my hand and and because you just all you have to do because it's a wad of toilet paper right there, right? So
wait, this is not the poop. This is the toilet paper.
It doesn't matter. That was all up his ass.
Don't you ever talk about anything I ever do.
I'm with Fatty on this one. Whoever says that.
Okay, come on now. Fatty. Come on now. I mean, all of us. It's first of all, gay men. Hello.
No, it doesn't matter. There's a time and a place. Unless the toilet's gonna suck your dick, I'm not really into that.
This isn't the first time you've stuck your hand in toilets.
Correct.
Though, right?
No, I've done it before.
He transferred shit from one toilet to another.
Well,
once,
I had to. I mean, what was my choice? Anyway,
did you pull or did you push it down?
I had to pull back on the toilet paper.
And then you shred it a little bit, like pulled pork. Were there barbecue sauce that
he did it in shifts.
And there was no poo on my hands.
Okay.
It was toilet paper.
Was it already kind of like melted in the water, right?
A little.
Ew!
I mean, not.
Here's our snack coming up.
And so I just kind of reached in just a little ways. You know, grabbed it, pulled it back, flushed again, and then let it go.
Did you think twice, or is that such a reflex that you're just like, mm-hmm,
I thought about it, and then I thought, you know what, I'll go ahead and do it, because that'll be a good story for the show as well.
But it's because you didn't want to call.
There is no way I would call them and
I wouldn't
say,
either. I would probably go, like...
I mean, that's so embarrassing.
I'd use the hairdryer. Oh, no, hanger. Use the hanger.
I don't want to say this, but it fits in this, so I'm going to give you really quick. I was on a cruise.
I quit. I'm leaving. I can't. I don't know what you got me into, but I'm out.
Are you really leaving?
No more poop talk.
I understand. No more pool pork. I understand the not calling the concierge or whatever because when I was on a cruise, I had an experience where I barely made it back to the room. And if you've ever been on a cruise, it's a small bathroom.
Yes.
And it just happened. I got there in time, I thought.
Poof.
But then you turn around and it's like, oh my God. You know, it's just everywhere.
Oh.
Okay? And you're in a small
outside
bathroom.
Outside of the toilet?
No, no. Yeah. Like,
okay. Oh, shit. Listen.
So then you're trying to clean everything up. And of course, everybody else is out waiting for you at the bar. And you turn around to clean something up. And then you realize you may have just bumped into the white shower curtain.
Oh.
So you have to take a moment. You have to calm yourself. You're like, I can clean this without calling the maid. And there you are washing. It looked pristine, but it was that moment that you're in this small room, and it's like a British comedy where you're spinning around and everything's just destroyed. You turn around and you call the maid, and you're like, I don't know what happened. Somebody got into my room.
So it was not a regular poop then. It was a bit watery.
No, it was. Well, I mean, you know, I was.
I mean, yeah, if it splattered,
it was an
little
explosion. Yes. And you think you made it. You're like, yes! And then you turn around and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, you made it up.
Jackson Pollock. Okay, no. Sorry.
What's cracking me up about this is that Kyle from Gayish is here. He's still here for all this. Throughout all this entire conversation, even though he said he was leaving, he's here. But was it yesterday when Joe and Dallas was talking about cleaning up the ladies' bathroom? He was gone.
Yeah, I get that. It's that little special bucket you have that scares me.
I really thought they were leaving because he said they were leaving today. So I was like, oh, bye.
Oh, you guys are leaving?
No. I mean, I'm just saying. All right, I'm sorry. I was confused.
Sorry. I shit all over your story. Go
on. Thank you. That was it. I mean,
Wait, you stained your sheets? What's this?
No. Well, that was... I mean, this is a...
It's not your stain. Not your stain.
Okay, I did not stain my sheets.
The sheets were already stained.
So this is another thing.
Did you call the front desk?
No, I didn't.
I'm just gonna
live with it.
It's fine, I guess.
So I was pulling back my... I mean, this is a small thing.
Pulling
I mean,
back.
Right? I was pulling back the sheet, and I noticed there was... a stain both on the fitted sheet and on the like the other one, and it looked slightly brownish reddish, like someone could have possibly bled on it or something like that.
Yeah, we had on our carpet too.
But I didn't want to call them, and I thought, I thought they're going to think this is me anyway.
I would have told them
I did it.
A CSI hazmat team.
I just slept on it. I mean, I didn't. I mean, that was
You had two beds.
I do have
you
two
could
beds.
You could have chosen the other one.
To recap, he has put his hands on strippers, put his hand in the toilet to massage his shit, and then laid on somebody else's DNA. You're a catch.
I mean, it looks like it does look like the blood, if it is blood. We don't know that it's blood.
Yes.
But if indeed it is blood, it looks like it's been through the wash a couple
it's
of times.
It's not fucked up.
So, I mean, you know, it's just that the sheet's that color now. You know, I mean, it's probably fine.
It's probably fine. Thank you.
I sleep with clothes on. So, except for Thursday night, because I was so drunk, I took my clothes off and didn't put anything else on. And I woke up, I was naked. But anyway.
Nico.
I'm going to regret saying this, but okay, so you're saying you think it's been through the wash several times.
Yes.
I mean,
you also said that it aligned perfectly on the bed.
I didn't say it aligned perfectly, but there was a stain that was the same color on both fitted and, I mean, I don't know that they were
exactly. Yeah, which means it's fresh.
Well, wait, yes, exactly, because you're saying every single time they make the bed, right. They put
the same thing. Exactly.
Here's the reality, though. We left Big Fatty unattended in your room for about 6 hours.
It's true.
Okay.
So it could be anywhere.
But you were worried you didn't call because you were afraid they were going to
think
you
I
did
bled
it.
On the sheet.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, hell
of course,
no.
When you go to check out, they'll say, well, he didn't call, so obviously he did it.
Well, but I'm gone at that point.
Which part of the sheet? Like, if you were to lie on the bed,
here.
Which part?
You know what's going to happen? Yeah. The Tyler Perry sassy, would you call it, front desk guy? He's like, when you come back here in the future... Adam Burns saw that you bled on our sheets. But that's all right. We got new ones.
His name is Robert.
Robert, yes.
Oh, Robert.
He's
so nice.
Robert is something. Robert is a force.
He is fierce.
I love him. Excuse me. You're next. Come on over. I love him. Love him. If you haven't got the chance to see him, he's just great.
So... That happened. Maybe someone pierced their nipple and their nipple bled on it.
Yeah, that's the most logical thing I would say.
That could be it. I mean, it's right around the nipples.
Totes.
Like if you were to pull the sheet up.
They were like, oh, I got a busy day. I'm drunk right now. Sleepy time. Totes. I got it.
Oh.
What?
So Archer just said maybe someone sat on my bed, and I'm thinking, wait, what if they'd had diarrhea and it was kind of brownish because it wasn't blood, but it was diarrhea?
Just mix it in.
Ugh.
It didn't smell like it.
Come to think of it, it's kind of a shape that, I mean, ugh.
Again, you left Fatty in your room for 6 hours, and then he said, I got to leave now.
Yeah. It's okay. It didn't smell like it. It's fine.
And he doesn't wear underwear, so there's not that extra layer.
Yeah, how many minutes? We have 7 more minutes.
Of shit talk.
Story took a lot longer than I thought it was going to take. So,
sponsored by Colon Blow. Somebody said Georgia and Atlanta. So this show also sponsored by Colon Blow.
So
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was prairie dogging when I was sitting on your bed.
Oh God. Oh, and you don't wear underwear, so.
What's prairie dogging?
I don't even know, but it sounds horrible. Oh, it means if the,
Think of whack-a-mole, except it's the mole
like,
is
I've always
not,
called that turtling.
Or crowning, as
crowning.
I usually call it.
I
crowning.
Say crowning, yeah.
Yeah. That's great, that's. Yeah. All right, what's next?
So what have you guys done this weekend?
Nothing.
You've got more stuff on your sheet.
I do. I mean, well, the only other thing that I have on my sheet, I mean, there are plenty of things, but I mean, you guys have pretty much already heard the story about the boots, but...
Yes.
Yes, the boots was a riveting story. Anybody else
should
themselves?
You should have spent that $100 on a pair of high heels like mine.
Oh, no.
Then we can match.
You know, last night...
Yes.
Last night I did not go out.
I bought new sheets because I couldn't call them and tell them they were rude.
I was editing audio for all of you people. And listening to Pod is My Co-Pilot, who did a fantastic job, by the way, if anyone didn't listen to them. I heard most of their show. Rodan only lasted the first 2 hours.
How long did it go?
Oh, they went 4 hours, I think.
Wait, did he even get a word in edgewise, though, like in that first 2 hours?
Well, I mean, Rodan doesn't talk much anyway, right? And he's like, oh, I've got something tomorrow. I have to go to bed. But anyway, so I was doing that, and then I got hungry. And because I'm not on low carb anymore, I thought, well, I'm going to go to Crystal, which is White Castle, the little steamed burgers that whatever.
Oh, they're sliders. Steamed. Interesting.
Yeah. And,
it's healthier.
And exactly. And so, so I thought, okay, I'm going to do that. And it was, I don't know, it was about 12:45. And I was a little bit scared because I thought, you know, Joey was mentioning all the Southern Decadence people coming in, and I'm going to be walking by myself and everything.
You know those gay gangs.
Oh, yeah, and so I thought, okay, I'm going to...
Twinks who carry Chinese stars.
I thought, I'm going to get a lift.
Racist.
I'm going to do that. So I thought, I'm going to get a lift.
5 minutes.
And, yeah. And so I thought, I'm going to get a lift. And I, you know, pulled up my phone, went downstairs, got a lift. And that was, although his car was super ghetto and old and nasty looking, which I always hate, like it was just a nasty car. I feel like the person
you touch
is not
shit.
Gonna be
you can't judge.
Is not gonna be a good Lyft driver if they have this nasty car. I want the, you know, like the nice Acura, maybe an Audi, you know, whatever. But it
get
was
a
fine.
Deluxe.
Yeah. But I mean, I went ahead and got in his unacceptable car. I mean, I didn't turn.
Was
I didn't
it
go,
outside oh, unacceptable or inside unacceptable?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't even remember the brand. Like, I think it was a Dodge Charger or something. I mean, it wasn't a bad car.
Says the man who sleeps in bloodstains and massages his shit.
But no bumpers.
But the outside of it was like rusty looking, and like the paint was all, I don't know. It looked like it had been
maybe
in the Arizona.
Maybe to go for the grunge look.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, you need a paint job. Dude,
got it,
at
Princess
least.
Di. What happened
right?
next?
And so I we made it to Crystal, you know, fine. Well, except he had to drop me off because Crystal is within Bourbon Street.
Oh,
so he had to drop me off, and then
keep
I go
the motor
in.
Running.
And really, this story has nothing to do with Crystal, but I'm telling the whole story because I've got 5 minutes. So I mean, why not? You know, you guys want to hear about how I went to Crystal?
Three.
So so then I went. Okay, thank you,
Crystal.
And so I got to Crystal. And ordered my food, all that, yada, yada, yada. I ordered way too much, by
you
the way.
Right.
I ordered four.
What did you call me?
I ordered four. I should have. What was like, were you awake? You weren't awake at.
What time?
Like 1 a.m.
No.
And
yeah,
you
we came
and
back around 12 something. I would, no, I was.
Full. I should have. I should have put it in the GroupMe that I was going. But
yeah.
So I ordered my food, like four Crystal burgers, and then I like the chicken ones too. So I thought, oh, I'll get three of the chicken ones, and then I'll get a large fry as well.
No wonder your shit won't go down.
So, I didn't eat all of it though. I didn't eat all of it.
Did you throw it out, or did you give it to a nice person laying in the street?
It's in my refrigerator in case anyone's hungry later.
I respect that.
And so
what's your room number again? Bye.
So then. I decided I was just going to walk back because I thought, you know what? That was ridiculous. It was like a 3 minute drive or something. It was not like I'm going to walk back. So I walk back. But then when I'm pulling in, I was walking. When I'm getting back up to the hotel, there are cops all around the lobby this morning. It was like, I don't know, 1:15, 1:20 this morning.
Fell.
And so apparently, and there was this girl outside giving a statement to a cop. There were cops inside the lobby, like cornering this guy who was like cussing and stuff about this bitch that was giving a statement out. And so apparently there was some domestic violence going on. I'm just holding my two Crystal bags, like trying to sneak to the elevator.
You
Excuse
haven't eaten.
Me.
Oh, is that left over?
No, I haven't eaten yet.
Okay.
And it's getting cold, and I don't like cold food.
And it was Wendy and I. That was the crux of the situation.
By the way, Pissed Off Mittens is now Lyft driver New Orleans.
50 seconds go.
I know. I'm a professional. That was the story. So
everything
else happened. Yeah.
We know nothing else about it.
That's it.
Do you know at 2:30 in the morning, at 2:30 a.m., I walked home from the bar alone.
And you're like, oh, I can't walk 3 minutes to Crystal. I might get knifed.
I'll get scared,
yes,
too.
But the question is, like, when you were at Crystal's, did they say, did you want anything specific with that? Would you like to try
no,
something?
No, they did not. No. I told them exactly what I
wanted. You're like, look, don't suggest anything. I'm hungry. I know what I want.
Anyway, thank you, Joey and John, for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
And I will see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye. What a skinny show.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride 48.com.